it's been back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And as we're all affected by physical distancing, Abandoned Manitoba is no different. We are physically distant from Gordon Goldsborough, who is, I guess, in his home office in, let's just say, rural Manitoba. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Bruce.
So tell us about the clue from last week.
Well, we discussed last week the evolution of personal banking, and I thought we'd continue in that theme this week by looking at an event in 1929 that revolutionized the whole concept of grocery shopping around Manitoba. And what I was referring to was the arrival of the neighborhood chain store.
Neighborhood chain store.
Today, many of us shop at a grocery store that's part of a large network. And the industry term for such a store is a chain store, part of a chain.
See. Yeah.
Yeah. And arguably, the first chain store in Manitoba was operated by the Hudson's Bay Company. Because, of course, it had stores all over Canada. Right. It was involved with the fur trade.
Sure.
And then by the early 20th century, another major chain store that arrived here was, of course, Eaton's. But both of these stores, both of these large chain stores in Winnipeg, were actually in the downtown core. And, of course, it meant then that shoppers had to trek to the downtown area.
Weren't there places to shop for groceries in the outlying parts of the city?
Well, yeah, sure. For small, perishable, you know, convenience groceries, there were numerous things called, you know, corner stores, you know, and these were in the residential neighborhoods of Winnipeg. And virtually all of those are gone now. I mean, most of them have been converted back into private homes. If you wanted more extensive groceries, you know, 100 years ago, there were what we might call mom and pop stores that were run by a family. And most of these stores were what you could call specialists. They were bakers, they were butchers, they were greengrocers, and so on. Right. And in order to get your full range of groceries, you had to patronize several of them. So a full-service store that contained a wide range of groceries, not especially common.
So when chain stores moved to neighborhoods, they brought that full service with them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there were two perceived benefits of the chain stores. First of all, they were more convenient for shoppers. You know, they offered lower prices than the local mom and pop store because, well, being part of a chain gave them greater purchasing power. So the first locally owned neighborhood chain stores in Winnipeg were actually established in the mid-1920s, from about 1925 to 1927.
Oh.
And they had names like the P&B Cash Store, the United Store, Red and White Store, and Neil's Cash and Carry. But the watershed year, the year that really everything started to change for neighborhood chain stores, was 1929. And it's because that year, two large grocery chains built stores here, starting in May of 1929. The first three Piggly Wigglies opened to much fanfare. And then a few months later, in October, the first eight Safeway stores opened.
Well, Piggly Wiggly, like, you know that name because you just drive across the border into North Dakota and there are Piggly Wiggly stores there.
Absolutely. Of course, a lot of people who have traveled in the U.S. today know that Piggly Wigglies are all over the place. And sometimes they're surprised to learn that this firm actually used to be in Manitoba. Yeah. Now, in fact, both of those firms have roots in the United States. Now, when they both came here, of course, they wanted to overcome any sort of bias that people might have against them. You know, Safeway officials, for example, were quick to point out that although their financial capital was provided by an American parent company, their products were sourced in Canada, their employees were all Canadians, you know, and so, you know, in its newspaper advertisements, Safeway explained that its name, Safeway, meant that it provided a safe way to buy high quality merchandise at low prices. And now it had what I think is a kind of a bland logo, which was a motto, which was distribution without waste.
Yeah.
Boy, can't you get excited about that one?
Distribution without waste.
That's right. That's their company slogan. So, you know, but both of these companies had big plans to have many more stores, not just in Winnipeg, but elsewhere around the province too. Now, of course, opening in late 1929, well, it's inevitable their plans would be constrained by the fact that they were opening just as the Great Depression was beginning.
Right.
But, you know, the reality, of course, is that people still have to eat during disasters. So, of course, just as the stores today are open, the critical stores like groceries, so too the companies back then ended up, you know, they didn't build as many stores as they might have originally promised, but they did build a lot of them right through the 1930s.
So what did these original chain stores look like?
Well, if anybody has a mind image of a Safeway store, put it out of your mind, because it looks very different than what these original Safeways looked like. They were much smaller. You know, they had about 2,500 square feet of floor space, you know, compared to many thousands of the stores today. Yeah. And these early Safeways actually had a fairly characteristic look. And it featured kind of a rather attractive sort of terracotta awning across the front. That was on the outside of the store, the front. And then inside, if you went inside, it was one story. But at the back of the building, there was sort of a mezzanine level that was overtopping the meat counter, and that's where the manager's office was. So you can go into a building today, and it has that characteristic look of one of the early Safeways.
And the Piggly Wigglies look similar?
They were roughly the same size and layout. The storefront on the exterior was a little simpler in appearance, but one of the sort of tells that you can distinguish them by is that the front usually has three diamond shapes above the entrance. So in the last few weeks, here, of course, in self-isolation, my wife and I have become quite adept at spotting old Safeway and Piggly Wigglies using Google Street View. You know, basically, we can't walk the streets, but we can look at them virtually using the computer.
That is something that I would do, too. So how many stores have you found?
Well, we concentrated on ones that opened between 1929, of course, the first year, and 1940, when all of these stores were small. It was later that they began to grow in size. So we first started by compiling a list of the addresses for those first stores, and we found the addresses in the historical city directories that are online. And what we discovered is that in that 10-year period or so, we found 51 Safeways and 25 Piggly Wigglies.
Wow.
That's just in Winnipeg. Then by searching historical newspapers, we found additional Safeway stores at Brandon, Dauphin, Minnedosa, Neepawa, Selkirk. Well, we didn't find any Piggly Wiggly stores outside of Winnipeg, but there may be a good reason for this.
Why?
Well, Piggly Wiggly seems to have focused its Manitoba expansion on Winnipeg, but in any event, it didn't survive long enough. So in August of 1935, you know, barely 5 years after the Piggly Wiggly's opened, the chain was quietly purchased by Safeway.
You know,
and although the new owners kept the Piggly Wiggly name for a couple more years, eventually they phased that out. They turned them all into Safeways. And then for the rest of the period, you know, from the 30s onwards, all you had were Safeways, even though, you know, the two stores, you know, and the only cases where it was different was if you had two stores close to one another. If you had there was a couple of cases, for example, where a Safeway was right next door to a Piggly Wiggly. Well, they wouldn't keep both of them. They would close one or the other.
Right. So are many of these early chain stores still standing?
So, you know, we had this list of addresses. So we went out with Google Street View and we checked each and every one of those addresses looking for that characteristic Safeway or Piggly Wiggly look that was visible, you know, from the street. And we haven't quite finished the search yet, but so far we have found 24 former Safeways or Piggly Wigglies here in Winnipeg. And we found four Safeways outside Winnipeg. You know, and of those former stores, only four of them are still being used as grocery stores. The rest, well, they're restaurants, they're bakeries, they're tanning salons, they're pet shops, they're clothing stores, a whole wide range of other businesses. We did find the former stores at Dauphin, Neepawa, and Selkirk. We found them still standing, as well as the one in Minnedosa. But the one at Brandon, it seems to be gone now. But Winnipeg listeners who patronize Safeway stores, you know, should be reminded, of course, that there was a major shift that occurred, you know, in the 1940s. They started building much larger stores, the ones that have that sort of characteristic swooshing roof line that people often think of when they think of the early Safeways. But no, the earlier ones are these really, really early ones. But basically, the history of Safeway is encapsulated in that year, 1929. So that's why when you go to patronize a Safeway today, they have this motto often on the wall somewhere in the store saying, serving Winnipeg since 1929. And that's exactly right. It's a nice reminder of the history of our grocery shopping here in Manitoba.
Very, very interesting, Gordon. That's some stuff I did not know. So thanks for that. What's your clue for next week?
Well, many of us have family albums that contain old photos of basically anonymous people. And that's because none of our ancestors thought to identify them, you know, write the names on the back of the photos. So next week, I'm going to share a few tips on how one can learn a bit about these photos, and especially how you could estimate a date when these photos may have been taken.
Interesting. I'll be listening for that one. Thanks very much, Gordon.
Nice talking with you.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.